Hello and welcome to the first episode of Global Issue Podcast. My name is Dana Ogano and I'm your host for today's podcast. We release episodes every week in which we discuss the big issues that matter to you that never seem to make the spotlight. Today we will be discussing poverty and the lack of employment as well as education in developing countries. The lack of employment opportunities is an immense problem that plagues many developing countries. Countries such as our neighbours Cambodia and Thailand, as well as further off places such as Qatar, are just many of the few countries that suffer from this issue. Over 200 million children worldwide are currently unemployed, and there are more than 2 billion adults suffering from unemployment as well. These statistics make it hard to truly comprehend how an issue this vast could be resolved. For example, there would need to be at least 60 million jobs created in these developing countries just to keep up with population growth. The repercussions of this pandemic are almost unbearable as the consequences from unemployment impact on the aspects of an individual's life. Generally, the cause of unemployment is a lack of formal education with the lack of opportunities that accompany growing up in poverty. There is an endless, seemingly unbreakable cycle of poverty for many unfortunate families. Did you know that if you are born into poverty, you only have a 4% chance of ever escaping it, which can be observed in countries which 60% of the population live in absolute poverty, countries such as Zimbabwe, Liberia, and Malawi. Employment is uncommon in developing countries. This extreme deficiency has caused many people to just ration in order to survive. A job has become known as a luxury good for many of these people. According to the Indian Institution for Human Development, there are rare circumstances where jobs are available, but the ones that are generally considered not worthwhile as the benefits are not adequate. As an example, payments from these jobs last up to 6 months in countries like Malaysia and Thailand. They earn anywhere between 70 to 663 Australian dollars per month. It is also a difficult process for many citizens from these countries, as in order to even be eligible to work, they must be registered with the Social Security Office, but only one out of three will generally choose to do so. Most of these citizens just give up and choose out the many plethora of jobs, of low-wage jobs. These workers will mostly work on a farm, take part in casual labour, or even sell objects on the sides of main roads. As issues like this are quite difficult to overcome, there are many things we can do to help. Donating to organisations like World Vision, Care Australia and World Bank that strive to specifically end the issue of poverty. Regarding education and lack of employment, something really incredible that I recently came across was a place called the School of St. Jude's in Tanzania. It gives children who live in extreme poverty an opportunity for education. More than 70% of people living in Tanzania live off just $2.50 per day. I have actually invited the founder of St. Jude's, Gemma Sisia, onto the show to discuss to us her journey for creating this school in Tanzania and why she felt obliged to do it. Welcome, Gemma.
Thanks, Dana. Hi, everyone. I'm Gemma, the founder of the School of St. Jude's. I would say it all began when I first turned 22 and I decided to travel to Uganda and volunteer as a teacher. What's amazing is I originally only went to teach young girls about science and how to sew and knit. But from that experience alone, I soon grew to believe that all children are deserving of a high quality education, and I knew I had to do something about it. And before I knew it, this small group of children eager for an education quickly became a school filled with over 2,000 students to this day. What's truly incredible is how a young female like me, who had a desire as strong as that, managed to fulfil what she believed was right and just.
Well, thank you, Gemma. That was extremely inspirational. I think that we should all thank Gemma and show our appreciation towards what she has done by donating to the School of St. Jude's, as well as sponsor a child who attends the school. The children who graduate from the School of St. Jude's then go on to further study in the future. Majority of those students end up with a job where they can supply the financial support they need to take care of their families. So, From today's instalment, I hope I have further educated whoever might be listening and shone a light on this issue in order for us to understand the serious nature of unemployment and poverty. Poverty in all forms is a frequent problem worldwide. I highly encourage doing what you can in terms of helping out organisations that look at ending the issue of poverty. By doing so, we demonstrate that we do care and that we do want to help make a change. When it comes to the lack of employment and education, innovators such as Gemma Cecilia and the School of St. Jude's that give hope to those living in poverty are so valuable and need your support. And with this support, we can move closer to a future in which extreme poverty is a thing of the past. Thanks everyone, and make sure you tune in next time for another Global Issue podcast.